He's a champion of our game, and he's sitting there online listening to that traffic report and peak hour and the delays on Sydney roads. And I reckon Cooper Cronk might be thinking, Berkey, I don't know whether I really want to move to Sydney at all. Hello, Cooper.
Morning, boys. Thanks for the introduction.
The traffic's bad here, mate.
I'm dying. Plus, a few times I spend there a couple of days a week, I get used to it. So yeah. I've worked myself around the city. Yeah. It's not going to stop me from coming.
Nah, good news. Good news, mate. How big is this? This is a cracker. I mean, yeah, we use the word blockbuster a fair bit. I get a bit carried away. But 1v2, minor premiership on the line, up against your great rivals, the Roosters. It's a great game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it is. With all those things on the line, if you forget about, probably the two of the best coaches in the game.
Yeah.
You've got some elite playing rosters, assistant coaches that are, strong and probably ready to coach their own first grade team at some stage. And, a lot of Origin and Australian players and New Zealand players as well. So, it is a big game. For us, we could potentially, all but wrap up the minor premiership. But, if you start looking at things like that, you lose track of the processes. So, we've got our last run later this morning, and that'll definitely be the focus of us is, trying to negate what the Roosters throw at us, but also try and come up with some style of play that can try and take advantage of some of their weak spots as well.
Well, as Terry said, Cooper, 1v2, but they come off a loss from last week, reeling as well. They want to make a statement as well. Is there anything up the sleeve that you guys need to produce against a Roosters outfit that will be fired up?
I don't think so, Berkey. I think at this time of year, it's really hard to gauge teams because, let's be honest, the Origin brings so much to rugby league and, the fans as well. And then there's a bit of a lull naturally in the game waiting for the finals to spur up. So, I wouldn't read too much about the Manly form line the last couple of weeks and then the Roosters this week. I think teams naturally just, fall into a flat spot at this time of year. But this is the time now with 4 weeks to go that you really want to start putting your foot down and putting the little things in place that'll help you play really well when the stadiums are full and the lights are buzzing.
It'll be a smash-a-thon, won't it, Cooper? Two big, angry forward packs going at each other. They get Boyd Cordner back in the National Rugby League for the first game since round 13. So he played all the three Origins against you blokes, but he hasn't played club footy since round 13. And, of course, Jake Friend comes back. So they'll be stronger.
Yeah, they will be, and that's why I wear number 7 on my back, so I stay away from all that chaos. There's no doubt that's where it's going to be, taken to in both teams. Both teams have big physical starting front rows and then, some footwork and energy that comes off the bench with a mix of, ball-playing front rows as well. So there's pretty similar body shapes across the paddock. Some halves would like to get over the advantage line and play up tempo. Obviously, some outside backs are very dangerous, so I suppose, talking about recipes and, looks for a big game and a really entertaining game, this has got all the ingredients. But, that's not part of our job. Our job is to go out and execute and play well. And this is why you play footy. You do. You strap up the boots to play big games like this. And 4 weeks out from the finals, got a good sort of run into the finals. So let's build up. Let's start doing the things that make us play well and hopefully play some really our best football in September and late October.
Well, the word that gets bandied around is consistency for you boys, obviously sitting on top of the table, 4 points clear. How do you rate your form so far this year? And then also, as you just mentioned, leading into what is going to be a finals period for you guys too.
Yeah, I think our form's been, as the word you used, is consistent throughout the year. And I do think we've got another level to go. Through my experience of playing football finals, it's about playing well and having momentum. You come into those big games, you need to be doing all the things that help you play well and win the big games in tight contests. But you also need to build some continuity with the 17, have a really good feel and energy with your attack and defence, and therefore that momentum comes. So you can't just turn up to the finals and flick a light switch on and say, all right, I'm going to play my best football. You need to build up. I think the style of play that we play holds up in big games, and it's just a matter of the players going out running faster, longer, stronger come the finals time. But we'll definitely set those platforms now and start building up.
And you're obviously enjoying playing at the moment?
I'm trying to. Sometimes I get out of bed with a walking frame and need assistance at 34 years of age. But no, life's good, boys. I really enjoy playing the game. And the Origin Series was a tremendous achievement for everyone involved. And now that Melbourne Storm's in a decent position, there's a massive World Cup at the end of the year here in Australia. So plenty of good things to look forward to.
I know you're bored with it, mate, but I've got to ask just in case. Have you made a decision yet about next year?
No, I haven't. I think, yeah, it was. I said that I'd make a decision sometime after Origin, but now I think that's going to be pushed back to sometime after the season because, yeah, look, as I said, I'm just enjoying my football. It's so much to look forward to, and I don't want to get distracted by making an announcement or anything like that at this time of year. So I'm really comfortable with it. I know you guys have every right being in the media to sort of ask and contemplate what I'm doing, but I'm really content with it. Okay. Yeah, I've been blessed to play the football I have at the Melbourne Storm for a long period of time, and whatever happens next, whether it is retirement or play on, I feel like I've achieved a lot and probably achieved more than I thought was ever possible.
Sure. Yeah. So have you made your mind and you're not telling, or you're still just going through the thought process?
I could play a bit of a game with you, but no, I'm still going through the thought process. I've been transparent the whole way through. The first decision was to, out of respect for Melbourne Storm, to make that decision so they could move the chess pieces around and do what they need to do. And for me, I've done a few things that if I was to retire, what does that look like? I've done some commentary with Fox and a few other things. But it's all about going to come down to whenever we finish up at Melbourne Storm, and that gap between that and the World Cup is, do I feel like I want to play? Can I play? Do I want to? And that's probably the main decision I have to decide. And I don't think I'll be making that decision until Melbourne Storm's finished its campaign for 2017.
Mate, I can give you a piece of advice. Just make sure your body's okay for golf when you're finishing as well, mate. Just make sure you can swing the club.
Don't worry. I've got a bit of a stiff back at the moment, so I haven't been out on the course. But trust me, when retirement comes around, that back will be right to go.
All right. And quick final one from me, Cooper. Foot race between Josh Addo-Carr and Vunivalu. Who wins?
Josh Addo-Carr, easy. Vunivalu needs a bit of building up, but Addo-Carr off the mark, and yeah, he can accelerate.
You're a good man. Cooper, we do thank you so much for your time, mate. Play well tomorrow, as you always do.
Good on you, boys. Enjoy the show.